It's an odd and sad coincidence that today, on the 30th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release from prison, one of the voices that gave hope to black South Africans during apartheid leaves us. Joseph Shabalala was born in 1941 in the town of Ladysmith, South Africa, founder of the legendary group you're hearing, a cappella singers Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We learned that Shabalala died today. When he created Ladysmith Black Mambazo in 1960, the music was not overtly anti-apartheid. The band was more messengers of black South African culture. Shabalala told me in 2004 that this hymn-like music confused some black South African activists.
In fact, I was doubting of them that they might don't understand what are we talking about.
Eventually, they did get it. By promoting culture, Shabalala and Ladysmith quietly infiltrated black activism in South Africa. They recorded with and were recognized by none other than Paul Simon, which only led to Grammys for the band in their own right. Shabalala had told me that his whole life he just wanted a home for his Zulu culture. After apartheid, he said he saw it happening whenever he saw the reaction of South African kids hearing the music of Ladysmith Black Mambazo for the first time.
Whoa, where is this music? There's nothing like this at school. Where are these people? He's very good, and the old people correct that. No, this man has a talent. He's talking about something here. He has a talent. He born with it. These are the people we need here.
Joseph Shabalala was 78.
Strong wind, strong wind, many a dead tonight it could be. Strong wind, strong wind, many a dead tonight it could be. It'd be homeless, homeless, moonlight sweeping on a midnight bed. Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.